Today is the 21st Sunday after Pentecost. There's quite a few announcements. First, perhaps most important announcement is that next Sunday the Mass times are different. And we don't like to switch the Mass times. I know this is often causes confusion, but for next Sunday, it seems that it would be a necessary thing because of the ceremonies that are to follow and go along with the Feast of Christ the King. So next Sunday, Masses are at 7:30 and 9:30. The 7:30 Mass will be the low Mass, and then we'll have confessions after that. We'll have confessions before both Masses, but then the high Mass will begin at 9:30, followed by the procession with the Blessed Sacrament for the Feast of Christ the King. And we'll say also at that time the consecration of the parish to the Sacred Heart. Please keep this intention in your mind, in your prayers throughout this week. Pray the Litany of the Sacred Heart for this intention throughout this week. And then after the procession, there's a potluck dinner that's going to be put on in the hall, so we hope that all of you will stay for that as well. And even in conjunction with that, some of the mothers are putting together a All Saints celebration, so the children will dress up as saints. So that will be in conjunction with the potluck dinner. And we're even hoping that after all of that's over, that we will be able to have Vespers also on that Sunday of the Feast of Christ the King. So it's a parish celebration that whole day next Sunday. So we hope that you'll be able to attend at least for a good part of it, a good portion of that day's celebration. We also, as I mentioned about Vespers, we also have Vespers and Benediction this afternoon at 5:00. So this is the first Sunday we're going to be doing that, and we're hoping, as it said in the bulletin in previous weeks, we're hoping to do so every Sunday when there's a priest here. And I know that today is going to be a bit of a, you might say, just of a trial period where everyone's sort of just learning how do you take part in Vespers, because it is something that we haven't done in this parish, at least not in a long time. And so it'll be something that we're all learning, and we're all still getting to know the psalms and the music in our head. But that's this afternoon at 5:00, so I hope that some of you will be able to come back for that, the singing of Vespers this afternoon. The month of November, of course, is the month of All Souls, and so we wanted to remind you to pick up your All Souls envelopes and to fill them out. Tomorrow morning is a Requiem Mass for Des Casey Jr. He was a parishioner here, and he was a police officer, and as you remember, many of you remember, he got killed in a crash. So the anniversary of his Requiem is tomorrow. His family and a number of friends will be here for the Mass in his honor. That's tomorrow morning at 11:30. Well, a number of other announcements, of course, are in the bulletin. Today's second collections for the building fund. We have the banns of marriage to be announced for the second time between Vince DeMeyer and Monica Nakata. They're going to be married here on the Feast of All Saints on November the 1st. So if anyone knows of any impediment, you should contact me. The epistle for today, the 21st Sunday after Pentecost, is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Brethren, be strengthened in the Lord and in the might of his power. Put on the armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities and powers, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness on high. Therefore, take up the armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day and stand in all things perfect. Stand therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of justice, and having your feet shod with the readiness of the gospel of peace. In all things, taking up the shield of faith, with which you may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the most wicked one. And take unto you the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, that is, the Word of God. Please stand now for the Holy Gospel, which is from St. Matthew, chapter 18. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is likened to a king who desired to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun the settlement, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And as he had no means of paying, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had in payment to be made. But the servant fell down and besought him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all." And moved with compassion, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But as that servant went out, he met one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and he laid hold of him and throttled him, saying, "Pay what thou owest." His fellow servant therefore fell down and began to entreat him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all." But he would not, but went away and cast him into a prison until he should pay what was due. His fellow servants, therefore, seeing what had happened, were very much saddened, and they went and informed their master of what had taken place. Then his master called him and said to him, "Wicked servant, I forgave thee all the debt because thou didst entreat me. Shouldst now thou also have had pity on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee?" And his master, being angry, handed him over to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. So also my heavenly Father will do to you if you do not each forgive your brothers from your hearts. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. My friends, if you will pardon me to go away from today's epistle and gospel of the Mass to speak to you about St. Raphael, whose feast day is today on the 24th of October. I've never talked to you about St. Raphael before in a sermon, and I just thought with his feast day today, there's a number of things I wanted to bring out about him that are such beautiful reminders to us for our betterment and our protection in life. St. Raphael is one of the 7 archangels that stand before the throne of God. And his life, his story, is known from the book of Tobias in the Old Testament. And you'll notice in reading the book of Tobias, you'll notice that St. Raphael obtains for us many different favors, many different blessings. He's first of all the patron saint of travelers, because in the book of Tobias, Tobias Sr. had been blinded by an accident. He had lost his sight, and the family was suffering terribly from poverty. And he sent his son, who was also named Tobias, young Tobias, he was sending his son on this journey to collect from some people who owed them money. And young Tobias did not know the way. And of course, his father was blind, so he told his son, "Go out and find someone that we can hire to conduct you on the way." And he had just left the home, and he meets this handsome young man who was the Archangel Raphael, of course, in the appearance of a young man. But he meets him, and he's dressed. Raphael is dressed as a traveler, and he says to Tobias says to him, "Do you know the way to such and such a place?" And Raphael says, "Yes, I know the way, and I know the house." And he says, "Will you conduct me there?" And Raphael is happy to do so. He is happy to conduct him on this journey. But it's not just that he conducts him on the journey. He protects him all along the way. And that's why St. Raphael is the patron saint of travelers, along with St. Christopher, of course. Because on the way, young Tobias is very tired after walking all day long, and he stops to rest by the river, and he puts his feet in the water, and out of the water comes an enormous fish to attack him. And he is very frightened, and yet he is, Raphael is standing right next to him and is counseling him and is saying to him, this is what you do. This is how you will take that fish out of the water. And he catches the fish. So you might say, well, St. Raphael could also be a patron saint of fishermen, because he helps him to catch this enormous fish. And he teaches him how to provide from this fish, how to use every single part of this fish, not only for food, but also to take out the fish's heart, gall, and liver for medicine. A very interesting passage in Tobias, that it seems rather strange to us. We would say, well, you know, he just taught Tobias all these things that he was going to be able to do. And so he teaches Tobias to provide for himself, to provide for his future by not eating the whole of the fish at that time, but by taking some of it for the journey, and by using, as I said, the other parts of the fish for medicine and keeping that as well. And so they continue on the journey, and they're looking for a place to stay. And Raphael says, there is a house here, the house of Raguel. It wasn't the house they were going to. It was a house that they were going to stay in, according to Raphael. He said, we will be able to stay at this man's house. And you, Tobias, are to marry his daughter. And Tobias was like, what? You know, I've heard about that girl. Her name was Sarah. And Raphael was telling him, you're to marry Sarah. And Tobias says, but I know all about Sarah. She's been married 7 times. And her husband has been killed every single time on the wedding night. And the rumor was that a devil was killing him. That is, that the devil himself was killing him. So people thought that this girl, Sarah, was possessed. And that nobody, you know, 7 men had tried to marry her and they'd all been killed, so nobody else wanted to take the chance. And Raphael says something very beautiful and interesting for married couples to keep in mind. He told Tobias, the devil only has power over those who in marriage banish God from their heart and think only of gratifying their evil passions. But thou, he continued, when thou shalt take her, give thyself for 3 days to nothing else but to prayer. Then the devil shall be driven away, and you shall obtain a blessing. And so Raphael goes into the house, and Raguel is introduced to him, her father, and they welcome him because they know him to be a good man. They know his father to be a very good man. And so these travelers are welcomed into the house. And young Tobias says, I won't rest until you promise that you allow me to marry your daughter, Sarah. And Raguel is very afraid. He doesn't want to give his daughter in marriage again because of everything that's happened. But finally, young Tobias convinces him, and they celebrate the marriage of these two young people. And Tobias and Sarah pray the whole night. They spend that night, their first night of their marriage, in prayer, and the second and third as well. But Raguel, her father, was so convinced that she would die. I mean, I'm sorry, that Tobias would die, that he actually had a grave dug for Tobias by his servants. And in the morning, they sent in a servant to the room to get the body out of the room. And of course, they find him sleeping peacefully. And Raguel rejoices, and they fill back in the hole, of course, and they continue on with the marriage celebration. But what is more is that Raphael also goes and gets the the money that was owed to Tobias Sr., he goes and gets it from the man and brings that man who owed the money to the marriage feast. Then finally, Tobias, young Tobias, returns home with the angel Raphael, and he returns to his father's home, and they rejoice at seeing at their son coming home again. But he takes the medicine that Raphael had given him from the fish, and he anoints his father's eyes, and his father is instantly cured of his blindness. And so you, as you read the story, you see in it all the different things that Raphael provided for them. First of all, as I mentioned, he's the patron saint of travelers because of the protection that he gave him along the way, protecting him from dangers in the journeys. He also is a patron saint of medicine because he taught him how to take the medicine from the fish and, of course, to cure his father's eyes. But Raphael is also a saint that we should invoke in our marriage because, as he said to Tobias, the devil only has power over those who think of gratifying their evil passions. And he teaches them that in marriage, you have to pray. You have to be united in prayer. And so, Saint Raphael is certainly someone we should invoke for our marriage. In order to keep your marriage together and to be, have a happy and blessed marriage, you will pray together. And you will learn that the devil has no power. So often, we in our marriages allow the devil to get in and to disrupt things in our family and even to divide husband from his wife, to divide them. But it's because the couple is not praying. They are not united to God in their marriage. They are simply in marriage for the sake of their own desires, of their own passions. They don't have any real understanding of what marriage is all about, which is a sacred union before God. And Raphael was teaching young Tobias this. And so you see in the example that he taught him how to pray with his wife and how that their marriage then would receive many blessings from above. And so today on this feast day of Saint Raphael, I wanted you to just remember him and to have in your mind the story of Saint Raphael from the book of Tobias so that you might invoke him for your various needs. A lot of times we forget to ask him for help. He is the patron saint of medicine. He is the patron saint of travelers. And so why not turn to the Archangel Raphael and to ask him to help you in your journeys, in your diseases or sicknesses, and in your marriages? He is certainly a great saint for us to all invoke. When Tobias returned home to his father, still thinking that this young man was just another traveler who had been his guide, he says to his father, "How will we ever repay him? How will we ever repay him for all that he's done for us?" And they decide to give him half of whatever they have. And Raphael has to reveal himself to them. And he tells Tobias Sr. that when you were praying and when you were serving God by burying the bodies of the dead, for that's Tobias Sr. had been very devout about burying the bodies of the deceased. He had been very devoted to caring for the bodies of the deceased, and he had prayed all along. Raphael said to him, "When you were doing that, I was offering your prayers to God." And he told him who he was. "For I am Raphael, one of the seven spirits who stands before the throne of God." And Tobias, the two Tobiases, knelt down and bowed their heads and adored with their faces to the ground because they were overwhelmed by this presence of this angel before them. So all Raphael wanted in return was for them to worship the good Lord, to adore God in their lives, and to serve God. And that's how all of us, our angels are. We all have a guardian angel, and we all should remember to invoke our guardian angels because they can do us a great deal of good. They can help us in so many ways. In your travels when you're lost, turn to your guardian angel. In dangers, ask your guardian angel to help you. When you're sick, ask your guardian angel to provide for you. When you need a place to stay, a lodging, ask your guardian angel. When you're having trouble in your marriages, ask your guardian angels to pray for you and help you. St. Raphael certainly was Tobias's guardian angel, and he will help you as well, along with your own guardian angels to protect you. Do you see how good the Lord is to us? How he provides for us, how he gives us his angels from heaven to watch over us. Why is it that we think so little of the holy angels, that we don't remember to invoke them? We don't remember to ask for their help. And so most of us go through many years of our lives without ever perceiving this help, this special help from heaven. But God is willing to give to us and to help us again and again. And so let us today on this great feast of St. Raphael remember, yes, to invoke him, St. Raphael, but also to have a special love and devotion to our guardian angels and to remember them and to ask for their help. For those who have the most devotion to their guardian angels receive the most help from them. They will help you. So don't forget them. Let us be devoted to our angels, and especially today to St. Raphael, the Archangel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.